The very end of the gospel today, our Lord tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. That is, of course, because his word is the word of God. It is absolute, it is unchanging, it is perfect. It cannot pass away, because God is eternal. And God doesn't speak anything that is useless, foolish, senseless, or anything else. He speaks only what needs to be spoken. Just as St. John of the Cross would be able to put it all into one very brief sentence when he said, "In the silence of eternity, God spoke one word, Jesus." Everything is contained in him. God didn't need to speak any more than that. So everything that we have contained in Scripture is either leading up to Jesus, it's about him, or it's reflecting on him. But that's what it's all about. So if his word will not pass away, yes, it's because it is the word of God, but it is because he is the word of God. He is the one word spoken by God. And that's exactly what St. John tells us. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Now that becomes very important for us because, as St. Jerome tells us, that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. If we want to know more about Jesus, we need to read the Scriptures. We need to know what the Word of God says. After all, even looking at what's going on right now, and again, all these people panicking because they think the end of the world is upon us. Jesus talks specifically in the gospel today about the roaring of the waves and all the things that are happening. We don't see any of that happening. We don't see anybody panicking over what's happening to the ocean other than these crazies that think that we're going to be drowned because the ice cap is melting or something. But we don't hear anything about the roaring of the waves and all of this. It's not upon us right now. So again, unless we know what Scripture says, picking and choosing isn't going to help us. Yeah, you can look at certain passages in the Gospels, you can look at certain passages in the book of Revelation, and you can say, well, look, it's obvious, look, the world is coming to an end, it's right there. What about the rest of it? Jesus didn't say, if 6 out of 10 of these things are present, then the end of the world is coming. No, he said, these are the things that must happen. All of them. Just as we can look back and say, how do we know that Jesus is the Messiah? Because he said so? No. Otherwise, I could stand here and say, I'm the Messiah. And obviously, you'd have to believe it because I said it. Now, what a bunch of nonsense. We believe it because there are very specific things that are there in Scripture. And that's how we knew who the Messiah was. He had to fulfill it all. God has told us what he's going to do. And we need to know what he has said so that we don't find ourselves panicking over what's going on, so that we know what the promises of the Lord are, and that we know that all of it is going to happen. Jesus said, not one jot or tittle is going to pass away from the law till the entire thing is fulfilled. That's how perfect it is. Again, to put that into English, that would mean not one dot over an I, not one period at the end of a sentence is going to pass away until the entire thing is fulfilled. None of it will pass away, because it can't. So when we get to heaven, assuming we get to heaven, we will be able to see the way that God fulfilled all of Scripture. Point by point by point, every single thing that he has promised and how it was fulfilled. And since it's not going to be the end of the world, and consequently none of us are going to be alive to see the end of the world, well, then we'll get a front row seat to be able to see all of the scriptures regarding the end of the world being fulfilled perfectly, just as he said that they will be. So we need to know Jesus. We also need to know about Jesus. And we need to know what Jesus has told us, because he is the Word of God. And so when we read the scriptures, we need to read them in the context of the Lord. These aren't just random statements from thousands of years ago. This is a coherent union, that everything is there. It is a unity because God himself is the one who has revealed it. Yes, he revealed it over many centuries. Yes, he revealed it to different people. Yes, he revealed it through his Son. But it is all God's word. Every single dot over every single I is a part of God's word. So we need to make sure that we are steeped in the Word of God, that we know it well, so that we know the Lord, because that will bring us to greater knowledge of the Lord. That greater knowledge will bring us to greater union with him in prayer. And if we have that union with Christ, then we don't need to be worried about all that's going on. The worldly types are going to be panicked. Jesus said for us, lift up your head, look up, because your redemption is at hand. He didn't say, you guys better panic when this stuff is happening because I'm coming. No, he said, stand up, rejoice, lift up your heads, because the Lord is coming. If we truly love him, if we truly have faith in him, why would we be panicked? He's got it all under control. And he's got it perfectly under control. I think what he's trying to show us is we don't, so that we can rely on him. We're not going to rely on him if we don't know him, and we don't know him if we don't know about him. So it all comes back to the same point. Everything created is going to pass away, except human beings and angels. Those are the only created things that will not pass away. Everything else is going to be gone. So don't put your focus on all that other stuff. Put it on what's going to last. God, who is eternal, your soul that is immortal, and focus on love of God and love of neighbor. Focus on the Word of God, Jesus Christ, so that knowing him, you can love him. Loving him, you can serve him. That's what this is all about. And then, in doing so, you too, like Jesus, will not pass away. You will be in heaven with him for eternity.